This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Doctors say COVID is no longer a grave concern for most people, but some need to remain cautious. Dr. Anuj Mehta is a critical care doctor at Denver Health Medical Center who's advised the state on COVID. He says doctors are still seeing severe illness in older people, people with weakened immune systems, and those who haven't been vaccinated.
For the most part, COVID is kind of like the common cold at this point, but you have to be concerned about some of those risk factors if you have them.
Mehta says those without risk factors probably don't need to test because the CDC no longer recommends a 5-day isolation period. But he says anyone with a fever or cough should stay home to protect people who are vulnerable. RTD's light rail slowdown will likely continue for the foreseeable future. New and more rigorous track inspections are turning up more problems. Crews have found small sections of damaged track that led officials to slow trains on the E and H lines. RTD board member Jamie Lewis said those train lines are now effectively unusable.
Trains that run 10 miles per hour is not considered transportation, in my opinion. My wheelchair operates at 7 miles per hour, to put that in perspective.
Officials say repairs will be made as soon as possible, but wouldn't commit to a deadline. The largest campground in Rocky Mountain National Park will not reopen this summer as originally planned. Crews are behind schedule in major repairs and upgrades to Moraine Park Campground. The work includes replacing water lines and sewer systems, improving drainage, and burying power lines. They expect Moraine Park to remain closed through the fall. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's just about 6:05.